Lord, we just give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you that the praise and the singing has gone forth. Lord, it goes before in the battle. Hallelujah. God, how could we not sing when we know the battle is the Lord's? How could we not give you all the praise knowing your love for us? Oh God, we come in here anticipating your Spirit, and it's by your Spirit, and it's always God that gives the increase. And Lord, how for us you are, oh God, it could never be contained. Lord, and if you be for us, Lord Jesus, who could be against us? And God, all the fullness of glory, it's not just awaiting us, it's for us right now. And God, thank you, Lord, you've opened up the treasure trove. God, it's been rent in twain. We go boldly and we go fully, Lord God, and we come in the fellowship, Lord, of the intimacy of the bridegroom, Lord God. Let us hear his voice. Let us hear his voice. Lord, thank you again, Lord, for this calling. As brother prayed, oh God, we've been chosen. Oh Lord, that goodly pearl, you've seen it before. You set a star in heaven. And Lord, the merchant gave all that he had for that one goodly pearl. And Lord, you're preparing her. Oh God, she sits and remains and abides a readied wife. Lord, counting only you faithful, looking only upon the mercy, that blood upon the mercy seat, knowing that we are these beautiful vessels of mercy, growing up before you unto and into Christ in all things. We love you for it, Jesus. Father, what a glorious plan that's all in your Son. We give him all the praise today. We give him all the glory and thanksgiving now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to continue on from last Sunday. And I could say, and the Sunday before, and the Sunday before, and the decades of Sundays before, praise God, we just continue on by the grace of God. But especially from last Sunday, the Lord put us in that in love doctrine in the Word of God. In love, in love, in love, in love. You'll search those things out. Maybe the Lord will bring forth a study on them. I don't know. We'll just trust God. But let him bring forth a study in your heart. Always. And just to be able to understand and study his heart of how in love he is with us. But we find this in love doctrine so profoundly stated time and time again through Paul's epistles. God manifested that great grace, poured it all out that we would actually know the love of Christ. And so we're rejoicing in this in love doctrine in the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, we need it like never before. By the grace of God, we need to be feasting on it like never before. And brothers and sisters, it's that fellowship in the in-love gospel. It's a vital, vital thing. It's the vital thing if we're really going to remain and abide in first love. It's a truth. That must come forth. That must be quickened all the time. I used to say many times, I tell you many times, in courting my precious wife, we lived in different states. You know, we didn't have texting. That was when long distance calls, they charged money for them. And Dad was very gracious, but you know, after a couple hours, we were shutting that thing down. But it got expensive. It just was the way it was. But you know, pencils and papers and a stamp wasn't too bad back then. And so here come those love letters. And thanks be to God, almost every day I'd get a love letter from my wife and she would receive one back in that courtship we had. And I'm going to tell you something, getting a love letter every day, all it did was increase the love. You understand what I'm saying? See, he's got all of these love letters every moment by moment to you. But just like I wouldn't have gotten them if I didn't go to the mailbox. I'm not going to get them if I don't allow the Word of God and the Holy Ghost to minister these things to me. And all the different ways that he wants to minister it to you. See, you don't tell the Lord how you're going to hear the Word of God. You never tell him that. He's already told you how you're going to hear it. And he does. He says you need a teacher, you need a pastor. You really do. And you don't go picking and choosing.
God will appoint. And he does. And you don't want to kick against it. And remember, don't ever put your confidence. I thank the Lord if you like me, but don't ever let that defeat you from God's best. Don't ever do that. The Apostle Paul even told him, he said, you know, if I come back here, I know you love me a lot. They loved him. They really did. But he said, you know, if I ever preach any other gospel to you, let me be accursed. Get me out of here. Don't ever listen to me. Ever again. Because there is no other gospel. There's no other message to preach. And that's what this in love doctrine is. It's the message that was given to Paul. It was the dispensation that was given to him. The mystery that was hidden. The mystery that was hidden. That now is made known unto us by the Holy Ghost. And we're sitting at that moment of time. We are right there. Where that archangel, that trumpet blast, the voice of our Lord and Savior to those that are in tune, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. That's what this is. This isn't just hearing a trumpet blast. This just isn't hearing something that, well, I'm going to heaven. This is the listening and hearing of the bridegroom's voice. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. That's how you need to be hearing. By the grace of God, that's how we need to be in tune. So this is the in love gospel, that we remain in first love because we receive it. And we need to be immersed in it, in this wondrous truth and love fellowship. One of the greatest evidences of it is that your love will grow more and more to one another. Amen. You'll want to come to church to hear the word of God, but you'll want to come to church to love on the body of Christ. I love to see you. I'm just telling you, thank the Lord. We love to see one another. We love to see our eyes, the eyes of the dove in us. We're here, praise God. And someday we're going to be full of them eyes, within and without. Oh my, what a time it will be. But see, I don't want to just grow in love to love my brother, but I truly, by the grace of God, I want to be in love with Christ in my brother. There's a difference. There's a great difference. And I think the Lord is having us really touch upon this in Christ, that we're wrapping up a little bit. Maybe this next Wednesday will be the final one. I don't know, but we'll trust God. But this past Wednesday, Paul said to Timothy, I endured all things for your sakes. All of it. And the reason was because of salvation with eternal glory. It was the bridal calling. It was the message of abiding in first love. Paul endured for that. That's what a spouse does. That's what a spouse does. By the grace of God, I can tell you something. I don't come up here just to teach the word of God or to preach a sermon. I can tell you truthfully, because of the love of Christ, all I want us to do, by the grace of God, I love you. By God's grace, with an in love love. This is why this message is preached. This is why, by the grace of God, by His Spirit, we have this fellowship. We endure because we're in love. And it's that Christ in you and that Christ in me, which is the hope of glory. Really begin to let this saturate in your hearts, honey. I'm telling you, it'll transform you into another glory. It'll just overwhelm you. But really, when you think about that, see, that's why even in our households, as spouses, by the grace of God, I don't want to just get by. I don't want to just endure. I want to endure for a purpose. And the purposes of enduring is, you know what? Wedlock divine is the most valuable thing that there is. I'm talking about wedlock divine with Him. And you find that that heart is something that you didn't naturally have. It was given, amen? We got a new heart. You know, the Word of God tells us that. We got His heart. Praise the Lord. Well, if it's His heart, it would love the way that He loves. And the way that He loves is so passionately and completely. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And as we know in the Word of God, it said, thou hast excelled all the other women. His love excelled more to her than all the others. So there's this passion, praise God, that we know that we're loved with. But by the grace of God, when we abide in that passion, we have that for those that are partakers of that same grace as Paul. Amen. It's the truth, isn't it? Hallelujah. You can't work it up. Love's love. You can't explain it. You can't really understand why it was just one person that you fell in love with. It just happened. I'll tell you what, grace happened. And it's a marvelous, marvelous thing. Let it hone in on you. Now, last week we began in Isaiah 38:17. I love that encouragement that came through King Hezekiah. He says there in 38:17, behold, for peace I had great bitterness. See, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul. The first time this in love phrase comes out in the Word of God, the very first time, in love to my soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption, and thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Now we know that that is for us. We know that God has given that through the blood of the Lamb, the very purpose and wonderful, profound power of the blood of the Lamb, the plan of God for us, this wondrous encouragement. But this is how we are introduced to in love in the Word of God for all of us, praise the Lord. Our God, so in love with us, the first thing He did is He forgave our sin. Our God, so in love with us, the very first thing He did is He forgave our sin. Now, why? Why? Well, the Word of God tells us that we had to be made like Him. We had to have His very life. Galatians 2:20 tells us, doesn't it, very clearly, when we accept Christ Jesus as Savior, it says, I am crucified with Christ. The moment that we receive Christ Jesus as our Savior, we die with Him. Amen. All right? So I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that live. It's Christ that lives in me. He lives in me. See, I got a new life. I got a new creation. Hallelujah. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I'm encased in flesh, but it's Christ that lives in me. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So all of this word, praise the Lord, that's my life. That's your life. Hallelujah. How much life will you allow to live? Will it be Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly? Amen. Think of the abundance of the life that was in the Apostle Paul. Praise God. And the abundance of life, as we know, is at its greatest capacity when we're in the capacity of great love. It's the truth. That's when life is the fullest. It's true. The more love that enters your life, and that happens all the way along, even in our natural life. God even set that up as families. Born little babies, and that first love we have is mom, dad, all of that. You find your siblings, and then the love increases. You have friends, and then you have love that increases. And what it is it's love, and it makes your life more full. You get to a point where, but wait a second, there's this last fullness, and it's really not the last, because then the fruit comes with kids, and it even gets more full. And yet, I know we have some babies in here today. And all of that capacity for all of that love, even naturally speaking, is right there. I mentioned about the Muniz family. That brother and sister Muniz, they have over 100 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. When they were 2-3 years old, do you think that they could ever have fathomed the capacity of that love that would be brought through them naturally? As children of the King, could you ever imagine the love and the capacity of love that the Lord's brought through us as we've grown up in Him? This is the love. We don't just sit in here going through scriptures. That's not what this is. This isn't Bible trivia. And I'm talking about Bible trivia even in a way of knowing the bridal trivia message, because it's not trivia. A wedding, a marriage is not trivial. It's not just something that you go in and say, well, I've got it, I've read about it. No, you enter into it. And you enter into it by the grace of God with everything you have. Everything. Praise God. And this is the greatest fight, this fight of faith, because you know what? It's not by sight. And I'll tell you, if you're going by feeling, you'll be out of here very quickly. But there's something that He's given us. He's given you His heart. And He's given you an ear to hear this. But it's going to be a fight. It always is. Because that's God's way. He wants to prove Himself in you. How many times have you felt like you want to quit? That it wasn't worth it. That it's too hard. My family's turned against me. I mean, they were this way with me and now they've left. But yet, here we are. So He forgave our sins. He forgave our iniquities for His sake. Amen. Do you know Jesus wanted you? He wanted you. He wanted you so badly. He didn't forgive your sins for your sake. He forgave your sins for His sake. Because God, His Father, had a plan of love for Him. In love for Him. That the only way it could transpire was He had to be made sin. He had to give His life so we could have His life. So we could be made like Him. And so that He could receive and experience the immensity of His love. Do you know He wants to be loved? Yes, He does. But for Him to receive that love, praise God, we had to be made like Him. There's no other one that can love except Jesus. So He had to put that very life in us to love Him. And not just love Him, but I'm talking about the immensity of His love. You know where we're going. We're talking about loving Him as a spouse. We're talking about loving Him by the grace of God with such faith that we believe that, Lord, yes, Your love and the power of Your love will have me to be glorified together with You. That the power of Your love and the power of Your purpose, that I'm not just born again to wave a palm before You, but I am born again to grow up into You in all things, to take that throne in the midst of glory and rule jointly together with You. Amen? Now, brothers and sisters, this is why we must be like Him. Ephesians, turn over there. Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Everybody's got that on their lips, I pray, today. But do you have this faith in your heart? "Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him." So see, read it this way, because this is what it says. "He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, just as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Do you think he wants you to be like him? Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And this is how in love, praise God, before the foundation of the world, in love before space and time with us. Go on and read verses 5 and 6 now. "Having predestinated us." So all of that love and being in love and all of that anticipation and blessing us, already done with everything he's got. He predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, his very ecstasy, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Brothers and sisters, we see this in love fellowship was for sonship with him. It was to set us in the heavenly realm as the sons of God, transporting us by faith into the throne with him. And here he tells us he hath made us accepted. That means has granted and endued us with honor and special favor. That's you. It's okay to praise the Lord. It is. It's okay to praise the Lord. It is. I know it's stunning, but speak and praise the Lord. I don't know what else to tell you, but praise the Lord. He loves you so immensely, and praise the Lord. Always praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, just as grace through faith we entered into the body of Christ, it is the same grace through faith that we enter the rib portion, highly favored bridal body of Christ. You don't earn this thing. You believe. You just believe. And faith is increased by hearing. You believe, and you believe more, and you believe it more fiercely and sincerely, fully, quickly, by hearing it more and more and more and more. Amen. Giving the more earnest heed. Isn't it wonderful, sister? Isn't it wonderful, brother? Isn't it marvelous? We don't waste our time in here. There's no wasting time. You have to redeem the time. It's got to be exact and focused in. It's a mark for the prize. There's a panting. There's a fervency. But in that, there's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. It was just like when David, by the grace of God and the Lord enabled him, we're bringing the ark back. It wasn't just a solemn thing and let's walk in there and, you know, let's be all proper. David, man, I'm sure he was probably getting dressed, or he had to just throw it all off. He was in his undergarments, praising God. Praising God. That's why by the grace of God, he had that power of God that rested upon him. Praise the Lord. It wasn't going to be in his dignity or how he thought or others thought, especially his wife. Well, this is how you get out there, and this is how you need to look before. Get out of here. I'm serious. You better just get in there. And if you don't have your clothes on, just get in there. But this is what's so wonderful. See, God so loved that he gave us Jesus, and his blood made you a son. And Jesus so loved, he gave us the Holy Spirit and all truth and love to make you his wife. We got a double portion here. We did. Praise the Lord. God was always about that, wasn't he? He was always there to meet those that would meet him with more. Praise God. See, he didn't get mad at Elisha out there. Elijah was just taken up. It was amazing. This prophet lived this amazing life. And you know what Elijah said? Okay, I want a double portion of that. Now think about the critics that would have been, how dare you? You think you're going to get more than Elijah? Elijah got it all. There couldn't be any more. I heard that. But I know that that wasn't flesh and blood. I listened back and I heard Joshua and his heart that said, oh, there's more land to walk through. Truth never changes, but how much will you go through? How much will you go back through there and see it? Oh, I've been there. No, you haven't. Not like this. Because it's new every day. And I love how the Word of God says it. He's given you a new song every day. Doesn't he, Bob? Bob got a new song every day. You better have a new song every day. All right. I always remember Brother Hill saying, it's like that, you know, and you thank God for whatever God would do, and God will take one testimony and do a mighty thing through it. But don't just be a one-trick pony testimony. Amen. And that's the truth. There should be a new testimony every day, honey. All right? All right. So it's just that simple to win the prize. We hear, amen? And we know this message of love, that God is freely given. He hath, amen? I don't beg God. I don't beg God. Don't ever beg God. He's given you everything. Just say thank you. Thank you. Just learn to say thank you. But you thank him. It's the whole purpose of Paul's prayer. Let's keep reading. Chapter 3, Ephesians, verse 14. For this cause, Brother Paul said, I bow my knees. You ever bow your knees? Unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does he ever make you that weak in the knees with love? Whoa. Or you just go, oh, I'm going to bow. You're weak in the knees when you hit with this love. I bow my knees. I'm bowing my knees right now. Whew. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you. Put your name there. According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. It's Paul's whole counsel of the bridal truth. It's that faith, brothers and sisters, that grounds and settles us in love. We need to abide in it, amen? Pray for ones that are just fighting it right now. Pray for your brethren. There's a lot of winds of doctrine out there. Always will be. devil will always have something of more importance, you think, to get to in your life. But there isn't anything to compare. We need to be grounded and settled. By the grace of God, fixed and standing in this love. Knowing the immensity of His love and guarding it as the keepsake of our lives. That's who this prayer was for. That's who this prayer was for. And brothers and sisters, this prayer is how we know that we are ready. Can you comprehend His love? Did He tell you that you can know the love of Christ? Don't you doubt Him. Don't you doubt Him. He said that we would. I'm in. You in? Or are you just going to say, oh, that's just too much? I'm in. And you know what? A lot of times I can't remember a thing. I'm not the quickest to understand stuff. But there's one thing I know. I know He don't lie, son. Brother, I know He don't lie. And if He tells me that I would, I'm in. I'm in. By faith, I'm in. And you know, He causes me to know. Any sister, I see you back there. He causes me to know. I believe it's time that we really begin to speak truth in love. Don't you? I mean, really, don't you think it's about time? That means it's just our livelihood. It's just, and Lord, let it go forth more. Don't be ashamed of this gospel. Do not. Don't be ashamed of what you believe. Stand in it. God will bless you. And He hath blessed you. And God will reward you. And He'll strengthen you. And you don't need to think about words to speak. He'll give you the words to speak. You think you're going to have to come and combat somebody. No, you don't. Go in the love of Christ. It's amazing what will be removed. It's amazing what will flee. And by the grace of God, it's amazing what will come. Reading verses 14 through 16 of chapter 4. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted. Oh, I love being compacted with you. By that which every joint supplies. Oh, thank you for what Jesus has you supply to me. According to the effectual working of the measure of every part. And oh, what fullness is in each measure. Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. In love. Isn't it gorgeous? Let's wrap it up. So brothers and sisters, we grow up into Him in all things. You'll increase in love. That's what happens. You increase in love. That's it. You grow up into Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know from what I read in the Word of God, Jesus is God. And God is love, so I can put all that together. So if we are really going to grow up into Him in all things, we're going to grow up into love in all things. We're all together lovely in Him. Amen. That's what His body would emit. But I'm going to tell you something about that love. That love will be rejected by the world. Matter of fact, that love will be hated by the world. Oh, yes, it will. And as Jesus said, they hated me and they will hate you. Oh, yes. Because, see, the world, they want a love, but it's a counterfeit love. It is not God's love. And I'll ask you this. Did Jesus perfectly love? Without a doubt. That's an easy one. Yes, he did. Did he love without hypocrisy? Did he love without preference? Did he love without judgment? Oh, yes, he did. He loved everybody. So once again, I'll ask you then, if he had perfect love, then why did everybody hate him? There were so many that hated him. The world hated him. Why did they reject him? The world speaks of love and speaks of peace like no other time right now. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. But simultaneously, the world is rejecting Christ and his word like at no other time. Oh, yes, that's the truth. And the world is hating Christians like at no other time. I'm just going to tell you something. I don't care what group you're going to maybe define in, and I pray you don't. We're not from this world. We're aliens. Come on now. We're not from here. We got to get this. But I'll challenge you. Start telling people about Jesus. Start taking a stand with people really about Jesus. And I'll assure you one thing's going to happen. They don't want your Jesus. They don't. They don't want our Jesus. The truth is, sister, I've been there. I've done that. Let the word of God separate you out. It will. All I can say is, brothers and sisters, we need to awaken. There's a fog going out. And we need to awaken. Because there's a bridal calling that's coming. And I believe it's today. Today. But praise be to God. I thank him. You know why? Because we'll stand in his love. In his love and only his love. The word says to walk in love, to talk in love, to abound in love, to be knit together in love. I think he's in love. And I think that's who he's looking for, is those that want to be in love. And I thank God that that's really the only love that I could ever love every soul with. With his love in fervency and perfection. And I thank the Lord today. I believe we can attest. I'm thankful for the love of Christ. And I am so thankful for the in love of Christ. Because you know what? I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. And so grateful that we are engraven upon your palms, Lord. Jesus, this love that we are loved with, thank you, Lord, that truly you've made it known to us. Those that will to know, you said in the Word of God, will know. And Lord, we thank you today and every day that you're after us, God. There's a passion that pursues us. Lord, thank you for every life that's receiving this morning. And God, that will hear this precious truth. Lord, you're the one that, and the only one that can make it alive and living and abounding in us. God, help these not to just be words, God, but truly the voice of the Lord, the voice of the archangel to our hearts. I want you. I want you. I truly have chosen you. And I've called you out. You are holy to me. I've made you set apart by giving my body, my blood, my life, by giving everything, being made sin for you who knew no sin. Lord, I do believe that you are in love with us. Thank you for making it known. Thank you for stirring our hearts to say, we're in love with you too, Jesus. We give you the praise now and forever. And Lord, may you just anoint the camp. Anoint the Vacation Bible Study. Lord, just come in such a mighty way, God. Your anointing in Jesus' name is there. Because where the word of the Lord is, God, hallelujah, you give increase. And Lord, we do pray for these young people. Lord, let it be such a rejoicing. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time, blessed Savior. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.